This is the Paper Planes podcast, where we take a deep dive into some of the week's most notable business and marketing stories and interview high-performing business leaders and marketing professionals to find out their lessons for success.
Welcome to the Paper Planes podcast, episode 79. And this one is a short one, and this one is just me speaking, just because we've got something happening, or there's something happening in our state, which is, for those of you that don't listen in Australia, we're in Queensland, which is in that top right-hand bit of Australia. We've got something happening next Monday, which is important, I think, for people who are running a business, certainly in Queensland, but also outside of Queensland and the rest of the world, to have a serious think about. As of the 11th of November, the Queensland government are releasing something called a Small Business Digital Grant. It's round number 7, so they've done this 6 times before, and basically it's open for a month. And the opportunity is for small to medium-sized businesses to get a $10,000 digital fund towards helping them with online strategies and initiatives. Now, before you sit there and go, woohoo, free money, how do I get that? There are obviously some caveats. And obviously, we are talking about this with a lot of our clients because digital strategies and initiatives is the thing that we do day in, day out with our business, Paper Planes. There's a little bit more information here. So a couple of things I'll explain to you. Number one is it's matched funding, which means that you also have to have $10,000. So if you put $10,000 in, the government will match that funding with $10,000 of theirs. So it's up to $10,000 as well. So if you only need $5,000, that's fine. The money that you're allowed to, you can spend this on is 4 points. Number one, content development. So web pages, mobile apps, visual and audio media. Now that's really important, visual media. So you could produce video for your digital, for your website or for your business using this grant. Second thing is for receiving payments or selling online. So the ability for you to build a e-commerce platform or create an e-commerce platform or add e-commerce to your existing platform, that's an option. Third thing is for specialist digital technology or software, business specific. So if you're thinking about building a piece of software that has a particular target market or even usable for yourself, then that's the option there as well. And also for digital planning, digital marketing strategy development, and digital training. So the sort of stuff that, again, that we do, digital marketing strategy development, it's all for those kind of things. Now, the reason I'm talking about this on the podcast, because number one, if you're in Queensland and you're running a small business, then you need to be looking at this. And if you want to find out more about it, we're actually going to do a webinar next week to talk about it in a bit more detail. You can email us, simon@flypaperplanes.co. If you listen to this after the dates of the grant, so it's 11th of November to the 10th of December, don't worry, because the Queensland government does a lot of these things every year. Not just this one, they do. They repeat this one several times a year. They do other grants for other things, for different industries, so on and so forth. So it's always important to make sure you're on top of what's happening. The reason it's important for everybody else to listen to, even if you're not in Queensland, is because generally governments and local governments do a lot of these things. Certainly if you're anywhere else in Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania, wherever else, there are other government grants available to help you with businesses. Some of them are matched funding like this. So you put a dollar in, they put a dollar in. Some of them are slightly warped. I have seen a government grant from Queensland where you have to put $20,000 in and they'll put $70,000 in, which is fantastic. But what I'm stressing to you, for those of you that are listening today and running a business, is to go and find out everything you can about local government grants. That's job number one. The second thing is, if you don't want to fill these things in, because sometimes there are reams of paperwork, there are questions you might not know the answer to, or you may not know how best to answer these questions, which is always a challenge as well. There are people that would do this for you. We work with a guy called Adam Carter. His job is charging people to fill these grants in for them. And he does a pretty good job because he has about a 70% success rate. He's not 100%, so you could be spending money and not getting a return, but There is a good chance that he can succeed in helping you get a grant. So that's important to understand. So if you're in Queensland, the money is there and it's available and you can apply for it. If you're in any of the states, you need to go and look and check and find your local government, talk to your local MP, discover what is available for you. If you're outside of Australia, I strongly suspect your local governments, your federal governments, whoever, wherever you are, also want to invest in things like this. If they don't, honestly, go and take the website for the Queensland government to them and say, look what other governments are doing to help businesses adjust to the digital marketplace, and ask them if they can do some grants. Look, it's going to take your time, but at the end of the day, it's going to be beneficial to you and to potentially other businesses in your city, county, country, state, whatever it is. The final thing for the Queensland guys, which will generally apply probably to most of the Australian ones as well, the business must have fewer than 20 employees. So this is targeted against small and micro businesses. It must have an ABN and be registered for GST. It's got to have a Queensland headquarters. So none of you New South Wales people trying to sneak in and take out money. It needs to have a turnover of 2 million or less. And of course, it needs to not be insolvent. I'll repeat this. There is information about this on our website, flypaperplanes.co. It's under one of the blogs. There is a webinar that we'll be doing next week that we'll be repeating, releasing out to everybody if you want to find out more information. And we will be keeping on top of these all the time. So look, if you're interested in finding out more about it, email me, simon@flypaperplanes.co. We'll add you to the email list. We'll let you know when these things are coming out. There is a lot of good government stuff, certainly in Queensland. I'm part of a mentoring panel that they run as well, where you can get free business advice. Tap into your local business, your local government. Anybody out there, whether you're in America, UK, whether you're in any of the other countries, Australia, New Zealand, we get listeners from Central America, Europe, Southeast Asia. Go and find out what's available. It takes you an hour at the most. Go and spend that time and see what is available for you out there to help grow your business. That's pretty much it from me. That was just a public service announcement today. And I hope that that's going to be useful to you. As always, if you want to find me, I've mentioned my email address and website a couple of times, but I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. Please come and have a chat with me. Otherwise, good luck with your endeavors in hunting down some government grants.